He went straight to the porch, indignant that a guest had been made to wait so long. Going up to her, he grasped her right hand in his and took her spear, and her his words had wings. "Greetings, stranger. You are welcome here. After you've had dinner, you can tell us what you need. If you can name what book this is from, I will send you $300.
And a cupcake!
All you have to do is send the money to Nigeria.
Okay, anyway, so this is Seriously Potter episode 16. I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mallory.
I'm Elliot.
And that's it, actually. I was and waiting Divya's for someone else. Here. Yeah, we couldn't break fire code, so Divya's not here with us. But this
the creepy lady was in the library again. She was like, rawr,
rawr. It's kind of like you? Umbridge. Umbridge is in our library, and if we bring more than three people in here,
or soda,
she attacks us. Or yeah, soda.
Which Mallory happened to
me. We actually brought a 2 liter bottle of soda.
We stuck a
toilet
bowl of root beer into.
Did you just say rutabaga?
Rutabaga. We're the rutabaga smugglers. We're smuggling rutabaga.
Yeah. Now, we snuck it in under a jacket.
Now, are we sure that this is recording? Because last time we did one of these episodes, it didn't record.
It's recording.
Are you sure?
Yes.
See your voices. Ready? Do the clappy thing that Carmen had, like, an obsession with.
Yeah, okay, it works.
It's working.
Okay, so, this episode, we are going to be talking about Wizard Rock.
When I say wizard, you say rock. Wizard.
Rock.
Wizard.
Rock.
Wizard. Rock.
Woo! Okay, and Wizard Rock's a very important part of the Harry Potter fandom. But first, we're gonna do the news. Elliot, do you want to news?
Do you want to do it? Oh,
I love
Fine.
Doing the news. Oh no, we have to read our Diversity Day stuff too.
So we're going to start with TWIP.
Nothing.
Nothing happened this week.
Okay.
Oh, about our Diversity Day. I don't know if have you had a podcast before this? After
no,
Diversity
we,
Day?
We nope. had a so, podcast before Diversity Day.
Okay, so Diversity Day. I don't know if they.
We've already explained
okay,
Diversity
Day. So anyway,
Day.
Here's the results from our booth that we had at Diversity Day, and some people put up comments. So may I read? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Random Huckleberry Finn rocks. Daniel Radcliffe is.
No,
sexy.
I didn't mean to put that one on.
You just wish you were a wizard.
Yeah, carbon change it.
Magic! Vampires are scary. Twilight scares little kids. Twilight corrupted my sister. Lord Voldemort. Inside joke with the podcasters. Saying Twilight is the new Harry Potter is like saying the Jonas Brothers are the new Beatles. Totally agree with that one. I cried when I didn't get my Hogwarts letter. Rod is my red-headed man candy babe. Twilight is the bane of my existence. Jasper could take a bite out of me anytime. Twilight equals estrogen cult. Because we all know blood tastes better than anything else. So
Harry Potter, the number of comments saying I liked Harry Potter or / I hated Twilight was 113. The number of comments saying I hate Harry Potter / I love Twilight is 71. The I love both 21. I hate both is 7.
Okay, so just to recap in more understandable terms, Harry Potter got 113 votes, Twilight got 71 votes.
Yeah, both, Harry Potter won.
A tie between the two of them got 21 votes. And both of them being stupid got only 7 votes.
Ellie,
and those 7 people are
that?
No longer with us. Well, you know what? It didn't make sense to me, so I'm re-saying it.
Okay, so anyway.
Continuing with my news that I was doing before you guys interrupted me. There's a new Cherry Bomb trailer, and that's Rupert Grint's movie, Ron. What the heck?
Okay, just skip that.
They're putting snow on the theme park.
No, that's wrong, though. Divya's wrong.
They think that it's a rumor that Crab was arrested for marijuana
possession. No, it's not a rumor.
It's true.
No, but he's wrong because my dad told me it was Goyle who got arrested, so it might be Crab. Yeah, but he for a marijuana possession, he is a Slytherin.
Oh, don't say that.
Whichever one it is.
All the Slytherins are gonna email us, and be like, "I'm the oh." And just so you know, it's only 97 days until the movie. We're under 100 again. We're back where we were before they set us back 300 days or whatever.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Harry Potter wins best movie moment, says Oreo.
Oreo burn? I love Oreos. We should have brought Oreos in.
There's a new trailer. And the... Oh my god, everybody's getting in trouble with Harry Potter. The Falconer. Falconer?
Falconer.
Is it not Falconer?
That
sounds so much better. Well, the Falconer.
That jerk's abusing Hedwig!
Was charged with cruelty.
He has 17 accounts of animal cruelty between March and June of last year. He's abusing Hedwig. We should go kill him.
I agree. You know, okay, so I have a friend whose little sister is...
Mallory, is this related?
This is related. This okay. is about Hedwig. So I have a friend whose little sister is, she's probably about 7 or 8 when she said this.
And this was right after the seventh Harry Potter book came out. And she was so scared. You know the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, well, that's called Hedwig's theme. She was so scared they weren't going to put that in the seventh movie because Hedwig dies in it. Spoiler. That's a little late anyway. But
the book's been out for, like, what, 3 years?
Yeah, but...
3 years? No, not even 2 years yet.
Oh, and I thought that was so sweet that, like, little kids actually love the owl. And then she hates Harry Potter, but she loves the owl.
I
was like, aw.
No, see, the thing I like about Harry Potter's the Harry Potter and Twilight series, you could not like the main character, but still like the books. Like, I don't like Harry that much, but I like all the other characters.
Really?
Yeah, Harry just bugs the crap out of me.
Okay, I'm a little irritated that nothing has happened this week in Potter, so I think we should make something happen. I think we should...
It's Mariah's birthday, but Mariah's not part of Harry Potter at all.
No, I think we should set... I think tomorrow, which is the last day of this TWIP week, Saturday is the last day of the TWIP week, I think we should do something crazy Harry Potter so that next year we can say it was the day that we set the record of most butterbeers drinking by somebody in a Pooh Bear costume. I don't know.
I think we should do something.
So if you see anything about a streaker dressed as Harry Potter, how would a streaker be dressed as Harry Potter?
Just have a star
naked.
In your
no,
head.
No, like a flasher with like the Harry Potter robe, I guess.
Do that. Yeah, something big.
Something where Elliot has to be naked.
I'm not obsessed with nudity much.
Okay. Anyway, so now onto our main discussion of Wizard Rock. Elliot, do you want to do an intro to Wizard Rock, or do you need to read the Odyssey?
When I say wizard, you say rock. Wizard.
Rock.
Wizard.
Rock.
Wizard.
Rock.
Stay Woo! Tall.
Okay, and so Wizard Rock is a huge part of the Harry Potter fandom. It's where just people get together and write songs about Harry Potter. There's parodies. The podcasters actually have a Wizard Rock band called Luna, Charlie, and the Dragons. We actually have written a few songs.
We have yet to perform them together.
Oh, yeah, we're working on getting practices.
I had to learn them, guys, so seriously.
Yeah, well, I've written them
oh,
and everything.
Oh, Voldemort's again!
That's a sample. Yeah, we were going to get together and record one time, but then
wasn't,
everyone
wasn't there you want to be a Slytherin idiot or something?
Don't want to be a wizarding idiot.
You
hey there, Ginevra.
You want to be a wizarding idiot.
Hey there, Ginevra.
Oh, Voldemort's again!
No, you are going to shut up now.
Hey there, Ginevra.
I kissed a girl. No, I kissed a Slytherin. I kissed a basilisk. I kissed a Dementor. And I kissed a werewolf.
You know, we have way too many of those.
Yeah, but they're so easy.
I kissed a Dementor. I liked it.
Okay, so anyway.
Taste of... My shattering soul.
That's actually really good.
I kissed a Dementor to try it. I hope my empty clam-like shell doesn't body mind it. It felt so wrong. It felt so wrong. I'm kind of not really dead now. I kissed a Dementor and I really didn't like it that much. I'm singing to you. From the other side.
Okay.
That
now,
actually wasn't.
I will dress like Katy Perry.
Okay, so now we're gonna start it off with one of Divya's favorite Wizard Rock songs by the Remus Lupins, and it's called The Weasley. So we're gonna start off by hearing that song and then saying our thoughts.
So here it is. Make the volume loud.
The Weasleys are all such solid bang-up folk. May not have money, but who needs cash when you've got love? Family is such an inspiration to me.
Percy.
Yeah.
Like Molly, she watches a clock for everyone.
I love her.
That's the way it should be. The wizards welcome as are others. The Weasleys are such an inspiration to me. Well, not Percy.
Tell him, Ginny.
Cause he's right by Pratt. Between you and me, Fred and George, more than make up for that.
That's Divya's favorite part.
We're going to the Burrow. We're going
Ew,
to the Burrow.
Ew, their hair
burrow.
Was ugly.
We're going to the Burrow.
Yeah, I hated their hair when it was long.
of the road. We're going to the burrow.
You silly, don't check the whole thing.
The Weasleys are such an inspiration.
Oh yeah.
Elliot, that takes so much work from me, Elliot.
Good job.
The Weasley are such a
DNA.
I love that picture.
The
Rob's got this one and he's like.
The Weasleys are such an inspiration to me. The Weasleys are such an inspiration to me.
Okay, so that
was a YouTube video.
Yeah, we're getting everything off YouTube, so thank you.
The reason we get everything off YouTube is Harry Potter fandom is being mainly based on the internet. YouTube is an easy and free way to listen to music, even though it was technically a video service. A lot of people make mashup videos with their own pictures, and nobody really cares because we're already stealing all of this content from Warner Brothers, so why not steal it from each other, too?
Yes! So that's Divya's favorite song because, as you know, she is George. And she loves the Weasleys, and the Remus Lupins are her favorite band. But actually, the first wizard rock band was Harry and the Potters.
Actually, no. This is
yeah,
okay.
That was the first wizard rock band.
Wrong.
Yes? Draco, did you read Melissa's book?
I read the book.
The first wizard rock band was the Switchblade Kittens, except it wasn't technically a wizard rock band, but they released a Harry Potter album.
Yeah, but that wasn't... First. They weren't, like, exclusively wizard rock like Harry and the Potters.
But they were the first ones to do Harry Potter songs.
Yeah, but they weren't the first wizard rock band that was solely wizard rock. Good point. But
this is a debatable subject.
Well, you know what? I'm ending the debate.
Might be a poll coming up.
Fine.
Who was the first wizard rock band? Harry and the Potters. Or the Switchblade Kittens.
It is up to you, America.
Or our podcast listeners.
Or I will be British.
Oh, God. You don't want him to go into his British accent.
He'll be German.
Yeah, Harry and the Potters were...
And then I'll stop talking about Boogie.
Just for Harry Potter and the Harry and the Potters were the first exclusive wizard rock band. So and it was like Harry.
Don't ask what I'm doing. I'll show you in a sec.
And then there was popping up around them, pretty much to worship them was Draco and the Malfoys.
Draco and the Malfoys. Like the Harry and the Potters have. All those, like,
and
they
the
had
Whomping
all
Willows,
those,
right?
Yeah, the Whomping Willows.
And those were the next two.
Yeah, and then...
Pretty much made to make fun of them, but kind of also support them at the same time. They had all these rules, like, they were only allowed to open for Harry and the Potters. But then, somebody had the same idea without knowing that Wizard Rock already existed.
Yeah.
And that was the Remus Lupins. And they didn't follow any of the rules, and it was crazy.
No, yeah, because, like, the Remus Lupins pretty much, like... Kind of got rid of the rules just because they're like no band
breaking
should just tell us where we can play and stuff like that. So they got rid of the really stupid rules that Harry and the Potters came up with. I'm sorry, I love you, Harry and the Potters, but really those rules sucked.
Which ones?
They like made up rules that like the Harry and the Potters had to like approve all their shows or whatever, and they had to like and then like they could, those bands can only open for them because they don't want other bands messing with their success or whatever.
Makes sense.
The Harry and the Potters are so cool.
Yeah, when I like Harry and the Potters.
Did you guys
see
them when they came here?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think
they
I was.
They came to Jessakerky a few years back. Oh.
I don't think I was. I didn't.
They
I didn't know
are.
I was a rock then.
I was
did you
say
go?
Dreamy, but that's not really the right word.
Did you go?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God! I don't think I knew. Was
okay, you want to hear a song? This is my personal favorite song. Mine. It's pretty short.
You actually find the song when you search for Seriously Potter.
Toy for luminous, E is for extra large, R is for really, really big, in fact, N is for nothing, O is for obnoxious, and N is cause you'll never say no to a meal, D is for dumb, U is for you, R is for are we gonna go to the zoo, S is for sucks to L live with you, E is for eating all the food. Why is for why are you such a terrible person?
Favorite song.
And actually, if you search for Seriously Potter, you come up with this song
on
my podcast. So I like Harry and the Potters. Their rules sucked, but I'm glad they've been done away with.
Everything starts out in a weird way.
Yeah.
does. Government.
What's your favorite
humanity.
Wizard rock song, Vanessa?
Mine, it's called Accio Love by the Ministry of Magic. So I'll play that. I actually played it at the beginning of the end of one of our podcasts. I think it was the Valentine's Day one. I really like it. It's by the Ministry of Magic.
Do you pronounce it Accio or Accio? I always pronounce it Accio.
Midgets of magic.
I can't talk.
Cut this out. Oh, I mean, don't. I mean.
Okay, so actually, we have a surprise special guest, Jazzy.
Hey.
She's been under the invisibility cloak that we possess.
Yeah. Actually, she must have got it from Divya.
I believe in Nargles.
Seriously, oh, yeah.
This is another one of Divya's favorite songs. Oh, by the way, let's talk about Accio Love first.
Okay, so I like
her theory.
Okay, so Hermione
okay,
can
I just
totally
dropped the microphone. That's what that noise was.
Hermione can totally take care of herself. She doesn't need get Ron to get in there.
But that is that was your favorite pairing.
It is my favorite pairing, but Hermione is the power player in that
I know
pairing.
Hermione's the power player, but I think the song's really cute.
Yeah, yes.
I think the song's really cute, and that's why I like it. Elliot, your thoughts?
You know, Ron and Hermione was never my favorite couple.
Never mine either, but I just like the song.
I actually have a thing. It's kind of embarrassing. Nobody laughing. Okay.
Draco Harry?
HBDM?
No, when I was little, I was afraid of freckles. I thought they were scary, and so the concept of Ron and his whole family of freckled people terrified me. I don't know why. And so,
That's my root beer for my Joseph's
nose. I've always,
went
up my nose.
They're great. Rupert Grint is great, you know. But I just, I'm no longer afraid of freckles. I love freckles. They're adorable. I still am a little bit, going through a rough patch in my life with Ron, you know. Oh god, there's more people under the invisibility cloak. We're talking to them right now.
Okay, so next song is
You think I should eat this with that?
No, you just eat this. No. Next song is another one of Divya's favorites. Here. It's called I Believe in Nargles.
Is this like a
haters got you feeling like a reject. The might be wizards, but they got the Muggle mindset. You might be wearing shirts to serve the little mistakes. I swear to believe in our goals. So I swear to believe in our
right and choose it. You were an all-star when you kicked it with a TA. No one will blame you, but exactly is your own way. You know you look good when you rock those Spanish earrings, and it's a crime to change yourself just a bit in. Let's face it, girl, there's nothing cool about convention. Small funks and make your life your own invention. So I swear I do believe.
Not fun.
You know what bugs me about Hogwarts? I was like, they never wear their uniforms. They always like, they're wearing their narrow.
They're always like, I'm or like Seamus, who wears his tie like a little tiny duck. You know?
Seamus is adorable. I love Seamus.
I don't like Seamus.
Why?
I don't know. You don't remind me of a baby mustard.
No, you don't love Parvati to get together, chair. Dreamy, tiny time.
Oh, Jesus. Him and Parvati should get together. So that's another one of Divya's songs, because she's also a major Luna Lovegood fan.
There. By the Whomping Willows.
What?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I actually didn't like that very much.
Sorry, Dave. I find it a little repetitive.
Yeah, it's because it all says it's like, this is the FBI. We demand that you take Jasmine out of here.
Why?
Why? We have found that this podcast is bad for viewers because it contains spoilers. Do you know what that means? That is illegal in the Harry Potter world. Spoilers. We demand.
Hedwig dies. Hedwig dies.
Let me recognize the song.
Wait, we've already played your favorite one.
This is the FBI. Get out of the room now. This podcast has been terminated.
Which one's your favorite?
No, it has not. It hasn't.
This podcast says...
Okay. I can't breathe.
We need to take this podcast off iTunes. We need to make room for Seriously Caspian, the latest, greatest podcast. Seriously Potter is over. Now, please, step out of the podcast. So me and Divya...
Desmond, you're crushing my ribs.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to mug you right here.
You guys are 9 days late, you realize.
Guys, we're already... We're breaking fire code.
Now
this one, okay.
An FBI agent. I have an ID.
Shh. Ow. Okay.
Hello, I'll be escorting you free from the
prison. Oh, no. Wait, where are you getting? No.
Follow me.
Okay, we are sorry about that interruption.
Yeah,
some people,
we're sorry. We're really
some
sorry.
Some people have issues when they aren't on podcasts. Okay. So next is one of Divya's favorite songs. Oh, another one of Divya's favorite songs by the Rhymes Lupins. It's Baby Tomorrow with lyrics.
Baby Jamal?
Maybe Tomorrow.
Maybe Tomorrow.
Was that a fanfic?
Like,
that
Jamal?
Was a cute fanfic. Oh, yeah. Nice fanfic. No, who has crappy fanfics? Kobe Yoko. I said fanfic. Oh god, some belching in there, done with all that soda.
Is there any
more at the store?
Can I have some more soda?
Oh, I know this song.
You're my favorite know-it-all, but I've said that
before. Oh, I've seen this one.
I tried to talk to you, but a rant became the floor. I've seen you.
Is this really called the Oco Sound? You know, she likes
playing. Very clear what we want to do. So I asked myself, what will it take for you to see me in that way? In the great hall, in the great hall, I'll stand atop the table and scream, I'll scream. Harry's advice is ringing in my ears, he said, just do it, just do it, just do it.
All right.
So I asked myself, what will it take for you to see me in that way?
Boring. Yeah, okay, Demio, we're sorry, the song's really boring. Sorry. I'm not the biggest fan of the Rainbow Slippins, I'm sorry.
You're not a big one-man band person, are you?
I don't like the Rainbow Slippins that much.
They're kind of sad. I don't know, they're okay.
Yeah.
The guy who's in it has cool hats.
Oh, okay, there's a really good song, I'm trying to remember it. Oh, okay. It's by the Womp... No, it's not by the Womping Willows.
Sucks too. I'll live with you.
Oh, in which Harry and Draco...
Still out there. Oh,
no,
God.
Do in which Harry and Draco secretly want to make out.
Oh, that one? Okay,
what?
The Womping Willows.
It's the best song ever.
I actually really like the Womping Willows compared to, Rumor Slippins. And, this song's called Draco and Harry by the Womping Willows.
HPDM!
Okay, and so if you guys aren't really into, like... That just
enjoy
skip
the
next four
it's
minutes and come
song.
Back.
HPDM, how can you hate it?
I don't know, some people, like really Christian people.
Is there a full-on music video of this?
No. Don't touch it.
I'm not gonna change it, I promise. I just wanna see.
Are you having trouble with the feelings that you feel?
I kind of want to watch that one.
We'll watch it later, Elliot.
I'm sorry. I'm trying here.
Give me three guesses. Is it Professor McGonagall?
They spell
it lavender brown.
Come on.
It's Draco and Harry sitting in a tree. S-N-O-G-G-I.
It sounds like the best song ever. I didn't even care what it was about. It could be like pigeons and monkeys sitting in a tree, and it's just a good song.
And that's basically what they do for the whole song.
No! No!
Sorry, Elliot.
My soul is crushed.
I know, Elliot. And here's another song by the Womping Willows. No,
or not. Actually, there's a lot of really good fanfics for this pairing, but make sure you don't get anything M-rated. It's bad. Let's just put it that way. Mo corrupted me for life with an M-rated HPD.
How do you spell Womping?
W-H-O.
Oh.
Just don't put it. They tried it. All of the really bad ones are on restriction.
Oh, okay, so here's
don't
another one of Divya's favorite songs. It's
yeah.
pretty repetitive, so we'll only play, like, the first few minutes, maybe. It's called The House of Awesome, and Divya sings it constantly. What? The House of Awesome? You ever heard this?
No.
Oh. I wonder if we could talk. call, email this guy and see if this, he could write us a serious part of the email.
Sure.
I think we might do that.
Well, the students at Hogwarts are sorted into houses according to whatever that shifty sorting hat says they ought to do.
I asked Dumbledore if I could be sorted. He said, sorry, Wally, I could get reported to the Ministry of Magic for incorrect procedure. You're not a wizard, you're a tree. So I'm starting a new house and it's called awesome. I'm starting a new house and it's called awesome. I'm starting a new house and it's called awesome. We'll let him sing this next verse.
Start a new house and it's called awesome.
No, we won't. New house and it's called awesome. Start a new house and it's called awesome. So yeah, it's very repetitive after this.
Seriously, just do that the
no,
best
no,
time.
No, 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 1 second. There's
no.
Like
a house of awesome
here.
Is a place for
anyone
without
that.
A
sorry,
home.
Without a home. Regardless of
race, religion,
creature,
sexual
preference.
Oh, wait, we're saying that.
We accept whites, we accept blacks, we accept rebel freedom fighters on horseback, we accept Asians, we accept Jews, we accept everyone, and that includes
you!
Users.
Okay.
Okay.
It just
that's what it says next. So I'm starting a new house and it's called awesome.
Oh, this is the Moaning Myrtles. They aren't like really a prominent band, but they're good.
Moaning Myrtles is pretty. Compared to Basilisk in my pasta, it's pretty prominent.
And then I died. Or this is a song by the Moaning Myrtle. It's actually really good. I really like the song.
One rainy day at Hogwarts school, I got new glasses.
They're very Broadway-ish.
Cool. Yeah.
They just... Alec Hornby passed by as a door I look fly. She said, no, ugly Myrtle, you look more like a fool. I went to the bathroom on the second floor. What was all I'm thinking now? This is war. So I started to bawl and ran into a stall. And I heard a boy talking just outside of the door. Get out of my bathroom, you're really creepy. You're not a girl and you don't belong here. I don't understand you. Stop speaking in tongues, stop hair.
They're
actually Broadway.
I like that they're actually good singers, like some
really
like wizard rock bands that just like can't sing, but they just fun anyway.
My body seized up, everything went black, then I floated away, and you know what they say, my life still sucked, so then I came back to people which wouldn't get away. I haunted all of Hornby every night and day. Where I am today. Get out of my bathroom, you're really creepy. You're not a girl and you don't belong here.
I've heard this one a lot.
You.
Get out of the bathroom, you're really creepy. You're not a girl, you don't belong here.
Toilet humor, look up.
It's their first album.
Oh.
The Moaning
Myrtles. They're actually good singers.
Yeah, I know. Like, sometimes, like, some Wizard Rock fans, their songs are really good, but they're terrible singers like us.
Hey,
so.
I can sing.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, so.
The Moaning Myrtle and then I died. I really like this song. They also have another song called Prefix Are Really Hot. It's okay. I'm not, yeah. Elliot. So next we're gonna listen to
Grand
Save
Forge.
The Quibbler
Save
by Grand Forge. I really like this song. We might sing along too.
I'm actually not that into wizard rock, but I really like Harry Potter.
Do you vomit?
When you open the paper,
really vomit?
Are you sure what the prophet's gonna say? Are you paralyzed by the ministry's lies?
Dad,
nice to get some real news today. They're not telling the truth. Here's what we can do. Save the pilgrim from the ministry's reach. Make your voice heard, get on your feet. We lose our power when we lose our voice. You can't
wait for
a million spots, make your choice.
It's mine.
Crop shot.
It's a suitcase!
Ministry's acting like our big brother.
Whatever you call a suitcase package.
Like Gilderoy Lockhart.
I'm good. That can,
cause we won't accept just anyone's lies or rules. Cause they're not telling the truth. Here's what we're gonna do. Save the cover from the ministry's reach. Make your voice heard, get on your feet. Cornelius Fudge, make your choice. Save the cover from the ministry's reach. Make your voice heard, get on your feet.
I think Greta Forge and Tony Rose are my
favorites.
I really like the Ministry of Magic.
Now, Harry and the Potters are so good live that listening to them any other way pisses me off now.
You know what's really annoying about the Ministry of Magic, though? Is that they, their song titles have nothing to do with the actual songs.
The Ministry of Magic, wouldn't that say anything with the Ministry of Magic?
No, I'm talking about that song.
Oh.
No.
The Ministry of Magic. Are they the ones that did all the, that Christmas series? Oh, sorry. I was just watching this solo.
Oh, Charlie and the Dragon. Okay, it's changing.
I love you, forget.
I keep hearing different things.
No, it's only Charlie and the Dragons. Anyway, next is a song by Draco and the Malfoys.
Am I Charlie? Who's Charlie?
You can be Charlie if you want.
Be Charlie?
Yeah.
Who I'm Charlie.
I don't know, Mal.
I think Divya is Luna.
Yeah. Well, I was originally Charlie, but you can be Charlie, because so I don't feel like being Charlie. That's fine.
Are you sure you don't want to be Charlie?
I'm positive. Anyway.
This is the backstage. We're in rehearsal, sorry.
Yeah. And next is a song by the Draco Malfoys, who I believe were the second Wizard Rock band.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, unless you think that the...
Or the Whomping Willows, or it's...
Yeah.
You know what? The whole Wizard Rock thing, who was the first,
doesn't
it's up
matter.
For grabs.
Yeah, no, because, like...
You
I
will
think,
decide
I think
on
they,
our poll.
I think they created Draco and the Malfoys to make fun of Harry and the Potters.
Yeah.
But this is called 99 Death Eaters. I really like this song.
Chocolate frogs with the money we've this got. Is a parody.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's song.
But they don't last long. Like 99 Red Balloons.
They're good
yeah.
for one jump, then they're done. The base of my spine, I get a tingling
like
sense. Something evil is about to commence. Under cover of a darkened sky, 99 Death Eaters go by. It pisses me off that it's 99. Like, it could be more.
What? Never mind.
I've only heard the acoustic version. This is cool. Oh, he is so bad. I love that game.
Yes! She's my favorite! I was here for Halloween!
That's Bellatrix, but in
before she's married to Tim Burton.
That's right.
99 Death Eaters under cover of a darkened sky. The ministry's on red alert.
The funny thing about Draco and the Malfoys and Harry and the Potters is they share a drummer.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep, that's great.
Seriously, Potter.
I like parodies better.
Parodies are just so funny.
99 Decision Street, 99 Ministers Meet.
I'm a part.
Worry, super scurry. Call the mentors in a hurry. This is
the mentor.
What we've waited for. This is it, boys. This is war. Cornelius Fudge is on the line.
Idiot.
99 Death Eaters go by.
I'm not finishing the Odyssey. Anybody ever tells me what
I'm talking about?
Cool.
99
knights of the air. Ride that magic firebolt. Everyone's a superhero. Everyone's a
mutant
to identify. Clarify
so
and classify. Scramble in the darkened sky. As 99 Death Eaters go by. 99 Death Eaters go by.
Bellatrix Lestrange is the queen of Death Eaters. Literally. Look, there she is, right in the middle of her. She's like a bro. What the heck?
Oh, my fro.
Mallory's the top anti-fro. If somebody with a fro gets close to Mallory, her hair just sucks it in. They don't have a fro anymore. It's like a black hole for fros.
See, that's what explains what happened to Kale's fro. Hey, I never got that close to Kale.
Whoa. This is commentary, I swear.
So we have time Rada for one more
devours
song.
A duck.
One more song. We're DJs now. Do you realize this?
Yeah. Divya wanted me to play one by the Parcel
Mouse.
Yeah,
you should play something. This girl, thanks to Rocking Girl.
And she's getting us all of our songs.
Yeah,
just
she does
the Parcel Mouse.
She just writes out the lyrics.
Oh, I don't like this song, but that's okay. That's the only song of them I know.
Really? Do you really want to do?
Yes.
How about...
No, we have to play. I promise, Debbie.
Okay, we play some.
I actually
off.
Personally
and
don't.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't like this song.
Okay.
I think they have other. But this song.
Parcel
Mouse
are good though.
Name is
they're very similar to the Moaning Myrtles.
Who's that girl that's always first to raise her hand?
I know who.
Her name's Hermione, and boy, she makes me mad.
Me too.
That girl is ugly and grumpy, disgusting. Looks like she hasn't washed her hair in 3 whole weeks.
You know, what kind of name is Hermione anyway?
I don't know. It took me like 4 years to learn how to pronounce it.
She has stupid hair.
My name is Hermione. It makes me think of something whiny.
Like
she's already in arithmetic. I really hate that she's smarter than me.
Precious.
Have you heard that her parents are
no.
dentists?
Dentist?
That means they pick around in dirty muggles' teeth.
Ew!
But she hangs around that gorgeous Harry Potter.
I love him.
And that other redhead boy.
What's his name?
Roy?
No, Roger.
Ralph?
Ronald?
Oh, who cares?
Wait, his name actually is Ronald.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
They should have said Rupert. They should have said
Rupert.
That would have been funny.
No, it's actually in the Odyssey. Hermione's the name in the Odyssey. I know. I saw the map. I freaked out.
Give it away, man. The book was the Odyssey in the beginning. Beats jokes. If you guys haven't guessed by now. I'm sending you $300 to Nigeria right now.
Cheater.
I hate Hermione.
Me too.
You.
I'm
not
going to
say it.
Well, which came first? Harry Potter or the Odyssey?
Harry Potter, most definitely.
I'm thinking so.
So maybe, did J.K. Rowling name her after the character in the Odyssey?
Those
meanies.
Can I please say it?
No, meanies.
Can you chimpanzee it out?
Okay, fine.
Those how dare they be mean to Hermione?
Okay,
just for a little background.
We've got to wrap it up.
Elegant. Anyway,
Wait, here go the monkeys.
Okay, anyway, to give you some background info on Hermione, this is an excerpt from the Odyssey. For the gods have made Helen barren after the birth of her daughter Hermione, who had the beauty of golden Aphrodite.
And then
which,
she became a dentist.
No offense to Hermione and Harry Potter, you're my favorite character ever. When I was little, I wanted to grow up and be Hermione because I was such a teacher's pet and know-it-all.
Stop it.
Stop moving the bottle around.
You
so
were
anyway,
such a teacher's pet and know-it-all?
Yeah, I was.
I
am. Fine, I am. So,
I dropped the mic again.
Okay,
quit
doing that with the microphone.
Ew, I'm not touching it. Was it your pants?
No, it didn't. It all came out so wrong. Cut this out. I don't even care. Cut this out. I'm going to make a loud noise. You remember. You have to cut this out. You're going to remember about this. You're going to cut this out. This will not be broadcast anywhere.
No!
trying
we're
to.
Back. We're back. So. We are back.
We're
after
back.
We've had a minor spasm.
There was
attack.
Like eight monkeys.
Okay, ready?
No. One.
Okay. We're back. Sorry.
After like the fifth time, Ellie cussing.
The fifth time.
We had a spaz attack right there, but we're done with our spaz. Anyway,
That's all.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Okay, contact info. You can reach us at www.seriously-potter.com.
Or hyphen.
Or
the dash may also be known as a hyphen for those of you that are weird.
Okay, anyway, you can also find all our contact info, and our main email is seriously spelled SIRIUSLY dot Potter, POTTER dot awesomeness, AWESOMNESS at gmail.com, and then the rest you can find at our website.
Send us fan mail.
Yeah.
I love fan mail. You should send me personally fan mail.
I haven't checked my email in a while.
Yeah, we really don't get that much fan mail, and it's kind of depressing me, and all I get is stuff from Muggle Space.
Hey, you
know, okay. Anyway, and the rest of our contact info is on the site, so just send us fan mail.
We love you!
We also have a Muggle Space, so just come check that out.
We love you!
My Leaky, I'm trying to get Blair to make a My Leaky. I don't even know how My Leaky works.
We have a Seriously Potter group, and so you can find me. You can find me and Atulka and Divya and Elliot.
Me.
All
I'm
of
never on
space.
Those, so don't count on it.
And,
I haven't been on
it's really cool. You get to talk to people from other podcasts and our podcast, so it's a really cool thing, so please join.
You can talk
we
to
love
us
you.
In a chat.
Yeah. We can find you. We love you! Okay, anyway, so thank you so much for listening.
We love
we'll
you!
See you next time. I'm Vanessa.
I just thank you, guys. I'm Elliot.
We love you!
I'm Mallory.
Okay,
bye
see you
guys.
Bye!
We love you! Nice.
Well, stop recording!